Once again, it is 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. Again, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Over and over and over and over and over. God. Is there no escape? Anyway. Well, I look for a way out. Heard a bit. Forest Friends with Freak off of recent CD on Chocolate Monk label. Cicada Material by Gum off of their split 7-inch with AMK. Part 1 of Accidental Stereo at the Peninsula by Tom White and Renato Grieco. Someone dropped the tape loops and sound went everywhere. Manifesto for Ianku Dumitrescu by Jeremiah Simerman. Pitch Out by Alan Bryant, one of my favorite recordings ever. Pitch Out, especially how it starts with that ring modulator. Three guitarists. Barbara Bryant. Richard Teitelbaum. No, excuse me, that's Frederick Rzhevsky. Whoops. I'm getting the white men mixed up. And Carol Plantamura. Carol was a founding member of MEV. Too bad you don't hear about her too often in the context. It's always the guys. How'd that happen? Who knows? Anyway. Great track. And I started off the show with a track off of PLL by NYZ Noise. Dave Burstyn. Ask him. Ask him what he's doing there, because I anyway. Funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Sundays, only on WRCT. Soothe Your Cognitive Demons. Listen to The Pandemonium Model, Saturday nights at 10. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air, and water for all the residents, good jobs, and strong local businesses. So, what do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. This is a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Nearly 22 million kids in the United States rely on free, reduced price meals during the school year, and with schools closed during the COVID-19 outbreak, many children may lose their only source of guaranteed food. As the nation's largest hunger relief foundation, Feeding America is committed to serving families and children facing hunger in America wherever they are. You can help make sure children get the meals they need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. We just got a phone call here for a request. Someone wanted to hear something chunky. So I'll see what I can do here. Let's see. What is all this?
I'm Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. interrogated me.
Something soft and clammy touched his mouth.
A bunch of men took me in a room. They interrogated me.
They would have come upon me asleep and torn out my throat.
Something soft and clammy touched his mouth.
This is the moment when he's vulnerable to his enemies.
Except for the helmet, he was perfectly comfortable.
This is the moment when he's vulnerable to his enemies.
Note the grunting, near-mechanical sound of the crying and breathing.
A babbling no one understands.
Note the grunting, near-mechanical sound of the crying and breathing. Note the grunting, near-mechanical sound of the crying and breathing.
You are crying wolf, they accused me.
That was my most embarrassing moment.
But not in the way you'd think.
But anyways, right, that was my most embarrassing moment.
And only because he was caught.
It sounds very much like an old automobile with starter trouble.
Now I'll take this opportunity to remove my ears.
Nonsense that sounded like a cat running up and down on top of garbage can.
Now I'll take this opportunity to remove my ears.
A bunch of men took me in a room. They interrogated me.
With shock therapy and Thorazine and handcuffs.
Why do you speak so strangely?
Tell me this morning. What are we prepared to do?
Why do you speak so strangely?
Because there is nothing much for him to say after he has pointed.
Oh. Well, you think it's funny. I had a nose job.
I loved the sound of my own voice.
I wondered when the torture would end.
Oh, my God.
I loved the sound of my own voice.
I can hear the lawyers coming up the elevator. I can hear the lawyers coming up the elevator.
Into the silence of our hearts.
I can hear the lawyers coming up the elevator.
A monstrous dung beetle, rolling balls endlessly.
I wondered when the torture would end.
Oh, you can put them in there and poke them. And
stand still. Stay where you are. Don't move.
The life destined for total frustration and defeat. The life destined for total frustration and defeat.
So that's what happened.
Ultimate death. That's it. Ultimate death.
Then we get on our knees. Sometimes don't even do that.
Think about the theoretical basis of why we're doing what we're doing.
That's all anybody knows. So that's what happened.
Walking, sleeping in his walking. Walking, sleeping in his walking. Walking, sleeping in his walking.
Drunks were trying to walk up and down on their backs.
Stand still. Stay where you are. Don't move.
A 40-pound chunk of liver whizzed by someone's back-turned shoulders.
My God, where did that come from?
Walking.
Who were they? And what were they trying to do?
Sleeping in his walking.
That padding, a huge ball of fat called a digital cushion,
whizzed by someone's back-turned shoulders.
Those travel quickly through the air and land on the ear.
It's a tiny event, but it changes her behavior.
Excuse me.
It's a tiny event, but it changes her behavior. Changes her behavior. She needs a mate, so she summons one.
Anyways, he got knocked off.
He was a self-proclaimed magician.
Who was she?
I don't know.
Anyways, he got knocked off.
He suffered terribly.
He looked alive.
He suffered terribly.
Took his head off. His head?
I'm afraid so.
He suffered terribly.
It was fun.
A friendly kidnapping, really.
He no longer thinks at all, ever.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
It was fun.
That's all anybody knows.
At first, the kidnapping seemed routine.
That's all anybody knows.
A friendly kidnapping, really.
That's all anybody knows.
Doesn't anybody wonder?
But I wonder. I wonder.
That's all anybody knows. That's all anybody knows.
Doesn't anybody wonder?
Everybody wonders.
But I wonder. I wonder.
He suffered terribly.
In his urine, there were traces of
plastic bags with a goop inside. You know what I mean?
It's like a mess of liquid.
Something as valuable as this must not be lost. Something as valuable as this must not be lost.
It's like a mess of liquid.
Okay. I guess I ought to say what that means.
It's like a mess of liquid.
Look at yourself.
I took it all in like a sponge.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
It's like a mess of liquid.
He would put this air hose down inside the suit and blow cold air down there, drink gallons and gallons and gallons of lemonade.
Why? Clears nasal passages.
Get some between your fingers. It should be slick and smooth in a yellow or amber color.
Why? Clears nasal passages.
He would put this air hose down inside the suit and blow cold air down there. Drink gallons and gallons and gallons of lemonade.
The fluid is very yellow.
Drink gallons and gallons and gallons of lemonade.
The fluid is very yellow.
It's like a mess of liquid.
If you hit the liquid surface with your fist, it'll feel like a solid and elastic material.
It's like a mess of liquid.
Tested in hospitals for 14 years.
As you may recall, that took place on network television.
I took it all in like a sponge.
You know when you're on the right track, when you're on the upgrade, not the downgrade.
Between doses, your head fills up again.
Stir that cauldron.
I took it all in like a sponge.
I just want to shut up and lock them all up, you know? I just want to shut up and lock them all up, you know?
By doing it yourself.
I don't know where I am.
And you must be from the United States.
Well, like you don't know where you are, like...
When they have enough evidence to convict you, or when they have to let you go. Lack of evidence.
What happened?
Sorry, what is it again?
But that's not what happened.
So something is happening.
Sorry, what is it again?
Something is happening.
What we have going on right now is Fog Antenna, the Watchers on the Moonlit Beach. Just part of this, A Pound of Wet Tripe in Moonlight by Orchids Pangiophora and Glands of External Secretion. Phantasma by Anestis Logothetis. Track number 3 off of Interference et Plus by Das Synthetische Mischgewebe. Side B. Off of Immaterial by EKG, and started the set with Helmet with a Fringe by Exposure Eyes and Territorial Gobbing. Thank you for listening, for whatever reason, whatever the circumstances. Have a good night. WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
What's up, everybody? I hope you're doing well. And this is the Megamix in the Dungeon set. I hope this set puts you in a good place. Before I get to it, I want to say thank you for being part of our Tembo Sounds listenership. We don't take this for granted. We really appreciate each and every one of you. We always strive to be a family-friendly music set radio show. That's what we do, yeah? Welcome, everybody. Africa, y'all. This is the Mega Mix on my walking radio station, and you can also catch this on WRCT 88.3 FM and also Asha Radio Prime in Canada. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to the rest of the world. 412-499-5000, and I'm your host, Dr. Kenya Oscar Radoli. Let's go.
Hallelujah.